Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-2101-0052-4878.
Okay, let me pull up your file really fast. Okay, is this G. Subu's leather bottle?
Yes.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
George.
All right, George. And you're the owner, George? 100%?
Yes.
Okay, and what's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected, George?
248-376-1653.
I would have to look at everything first before I can get you any answers on that.
Okay, so I'm just going to confirm some things here. I have them file, and then I'm going to answer some questions. Can you confirm the billing address for me?
20300 Farmington Road, Livonia, Michigan, 48152.
Okay, and the company phone number?
248-474-2420.
Okay, and an email?
I really don't do emails.
Okay.
What type of a guy? All right.
Okay. And how do you structure your company? Is it a sole prop, LLC?
Inc. Corporation.
Okay, is it S Corp or C Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. Okay, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
Oh, 12 years.
12 years. Nice. All right. So we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, I just wanted to get some info, number one, on any kind of loans as far as how do they work on a monthly basis? Do they do off credit cards? How do you guys work? Because most of them have, you know, they do off the credit cards type of.
Yeah. So there's.
You explain to me what is it that how do you get like a 3 to 5 year fixed loan?
Okay, absolutely. So the programs that we have are, you have the working capital, which is unsecured loans. Those are usually 3 to 36 months. And you also have our equipment financing, which is, you know, your traditional loan, which is 2 to 5 year terms.
Yes.
Those are the two that we do, and they're both fixed rates, so they're not going to fluctuate ever. Now, just to get a better idea, what were you looking to do?
Well, I have certain things that I want to do some renovation. I want to have some working capital. I want to pay a couple of old bills and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, let's start here. What kind of renovations are you looking to do?
Well, carpeting. I'm looking to do some a sign. I'm looking to renovate the inside, do some painting and stuff like that.
Okay. Perfect. Do you need any equipment or anything like that?
What's that?
Did you need any equipment or anything like that?
Maybe a couple pieces, but not a whole lot. No, I've been buying equipment for the last, you know, quite a few.
Okay. Perfect.
Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, not really. Maybe a couple pieces of equipment. Maybe 6,000-7,000 word, but that's basically it. On the equipment, you know?
Okay. We'll get into that in just a second. Now, this is a restaurant, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so to do all these renovations, how much would you need?
Well, I would be looking anywhere from maybe $100,000, $125,000.
Okay. And that would cover everything? Or is that pretty much like what you need, or is that what you want?
That's pretty much what I want.
Okay.
And I probably need maybe 100,000. But 100 and a quarter would be a good, you know.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, the way I always work, you know, with all my customers, I just get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term. And then we work back from there. So even if you get approved for a lot more than what you wanted, you don't have to take all that. You can just take really what you need. So that's the best way to do that. Okay. And when were you looking to do this? When do you need to buy? Do you have a deadline or anything? Or?
No, I don't have any deadlines, no.
Okay. So time is not in no need?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It's not
dire
that I have to have it by, you know.
Okay, I gotcha. How's business been for you? It's pretty good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Where are you at?
I'm actually down in San Diego.
California.
Yeah.
What's this bank out of? Is this is not a bank from U.S., is it?
It is, yeah. It's actually, yeah, it is. We're... this is the only one that we have. It's Bank of Cardiff. So it is U.S.
I thought maybe it's something out of the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, it's like Cardiff, Wales. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, we're U.S. located, so that's good. Very nice. Let me see here. Okay, and then you said you wanted to pay some bills. What kind of bills are you looking to pay? Are you just like paying like electrical, or do you have like loans out?
Well, I don't have any loans out. The only loans I have is I have a mortgage left on my property.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's common. You know, that's all I have. But you know, just small loans here and there. Nothing specific, really.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, and how long have you been considering doing this? How long have you been wanting to do the renovations?
What's that?
How long have you been wanting to do the renovations? Thinking about taking out a loan?
Well, I've done renovation. I did 4 years ago. I spent about $80,000 of my own money.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I put new boots in. I put new carpeting. I did a lot of different stuff. I remodeled the bar. Put a new bar in and stuff like that. But now I want to do other things. It's in my banquet room. I want to put new carpeting. I want to paint. I want to maybe get a few more big screen TVs, stuff like that, you know?
Nice. You guys a full service bar?
What's that?
You guys a full bar?
Yes.
Okay.
So let me ask you, how do these this works as far as interest rate, as far as how does that work?
Well, since you've never worked with a working capital loan, right?
I have worked with working capital as far as like rewards.
Yeah.
But not no, I have never no.
Okay. So the way it normally works is that it is an unsecured cash loan, so there's no collateral behind it. That being said, it's more of a fixed payback, so there really is no annual rate on it, and the reason for that is because you get to choose the term. So if you want like a shorter term or a longer term, it all depends on the fixed payback. So you know exactly what you're paying back. So it never fluctuates or anything like that. That's how that works, and what it is, it gets directly deposited into your account as unsecured cash, so you can pretty much use it for really anything.
Right.
And we
so
can
let
use,
me, so
yeah.
So what kind of interest rates, or how does this work? How much you got to, for instance, how much is it that you have to pay back, or how does that work?
It all depends on what you qualify for, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to get you to qualify for the best program. That's what I always do. Like I said, there is no certain set rate. There's no one that exists. Let me ask you this. Do you have a line of credit with your bank or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So what happens usually is when people have a line of credit with their bank and they have like, let's just say like a 4% or something like that on their line of credit, the reason that is because they do all of their banking at that bank. So they have their deposits and all that stuff. And what they're really doing is they're lending, the bank is lending them the customer's money and then paying interest on it. So that's why it's going to be a little bit better rate at that bank. But if you were to try to go get a different line of credit from bank, they would say no, because you'd have to switch your whole banking process. Now with the unsecured cash, it's going to be a little bit more risky. So it might be a little bit more expensive, but if it's, you know, if you're going to make money off of the money, then it's totally worth it. You know what I mean?
cut to the chase, because I've been doing this for 40 years. Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
What is the payback? Let's say I got approved for 125. What is the payback on the 125 in a matter of 3 years?
In a matter of 3 years on a 125?
Yeah. How much money do I got to pay you guys over and above the 125?
Well, somebody in your same situation I was just working with the other day, you know, he took out, I think it was about 100 or 115 or something like that, and he only ended up paying back 120.
Only $5,000?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the business. I mean, that's why it's really...
Now, you guys, what do you guys do? Take it out of the... out of the bank every once a month? Is that how you guys work it or what?
Yeah, so we have monthly, weekly, and daily. Now, the nice thing is that you guys are a restaurant, so you guys are going to actually get a much better program because you guys take credit cards, and that's like the heart and soul of your guys' business. So that's one of the best programs you can qualify for is through your credit cards.
Okay, but do they take a certain amount, or do they take a percentage?
No, they'll take a certain amount. So you'll, on the, like, let's say we get all the way through it and you see the contract and all that stuff, you'll see exactly how much you're taking out. Like, it'll never go up, it'll never go down, it's always the same. And we actually have early payback, too, so discounts for that. So there's no penalty for early paying it back.
Well, you know, okay. Well, you know, what I'm trying to get to is, okay, let me explain. I own actually two places. Okay, so we do probably an average of about 140 to 150,000 in credit cards per month.
Very nice.
Okay. Oh,
between both places.
Right, exactly.
Well, let me ask you this then. I can give you a little bit harder numbers. What is how much does the leather bottle do in annual sales by itself?
Credit cards?
Actually, credit cards and cash, total.
Credit, probably about 850,000.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys on track for that this year, or are you guys going to beat it?
I'm not sure exactly where we stand this year, but I think that we're going to be just as out of, not even better.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, and then, so then out of that, how much are you on your credit cards? Quite a bit?
We probably do here about 55,000 in credit cards a month.
A month? Okay.
Yeah, at this location.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, you'd probably qualify for one of the better programs. Just out of curiosity, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's over 700.
Okay, it's over 700. Do you know what the last time you looked at it was?
I think it was 712.
Okay. That's good. Above average. And that's another nice thing, too, is that the capital programs, they are actually, it's more based off your sales than it is your credit cards. Your credit cards. Okay. Now, I know you just mentioned a little bit about equipment. Were you thinking about renovating the kitchen or anything like that? When you said equipment, what were you talking about?
Well, maybe some refrigeration units and stuff like that. Maybe a broiler, possible.
Okay. Do you already have you already been shopping and looking around for those things?
Well, I always look around.
I gotcha. Okay. You haven't selected one out yet, have you, or?
No, I have not, no.
Okay. So what we can do there, too, just how much does the refrigeration and the boiler usually cost?
Well, if I was to buy it, in both of those new, you're probably looking at $12,000 to $15,000.
Okay. That's no problem. Would those be new or used?
No, brand new.
Brand new. Okay. And are you going to, would those be replacing old ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only reason I asked that is just because some people, you know, they buy another refrigeration just to add on to, you know, their existing one. That way they have more room or something like that. But,
yeah.
Okay. So what we can do there too is if you want, we can get you, you know, qualified for so equipment financing too, so that way you can see the numbers, and then when you go shopping around you can see what we could, you know, get for you. Now the nice thing with that too is that that's going to be a longer term, so it's going to be the 2 to 5 year terms, and it's going to be secured, so that's, you know, so you're going to have mid-single digits on the rates there. But yeah, so everything I've seen so far, I mean, you know, you're doing some renovations, you're trying to pay some bills, all that stuff, have some really good sales. I'm pretty confident that we can get you something here. Let me see here. And you haven't gone to your bank or anything like that? Like your local bank? Have you shopped around at all?
Actually, at one time I did. What happened was I was dealing with the bank before and the bank failed. And then another bank took them over. You know, when we had this crash.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They went under, and then another bank took over, and I really never followed up with them. But before that, I went with this new bank. It was a guy that I knew that opened up. He was the CEO, major stockholder.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened up a bank, and he failed. And I went with him. I knew his dad. His dad used to run. He used to be the CEO of about 15 branches. But the community banks are most of them are gone anymore. There's no such a thing. That's only all the big ones.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing too with the banks is that it's really hard to get approved at the banks now. It takes forever for them also.
The government, they shouldn't be allowed to borrow if they don't give out to small businesses like, mas and pas, you know, there's people that work on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Here's what I'm basically, and I'm going to tell you, basically what, I can get money from anywhere I want, really, from all of these companies, like your company, okay?
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Some of them have a 12 or 15 months short, that, you know, they charge quite a bit of money, and I don't want to do that.
I gotcha.
You know what, if I paid, let's say, couple thousand a month from each location, it wouldn't be for a short term. It wouldn't be bad, you know.
Right. Well, let me ask you this: Have you done a monthly budget of what could you afford monthly?
Well, I can afford $5,000-$6,000 a month.
Okay. That's fine.
You know what I mean?
Right, I gotcha. Yeah, I don't think we wouldn't be that high. So why don't we do this, George? Why don't we just take a look and see what we can get for you? I can send you. Well, were you gonna fax? Our paperwork is very light. So I mean, because you said you don't do email.
Yeah, but I have a fax machine. I'll give you my fax number.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
248-474-0716.
Okay.
And you can fax that to me and I just can look things over.
Okay, absolutely. And then, you know, if you want to get that stuff to me, that way I can give you, you know, some really hard numbers here on the stuff.
Write down what you need on the fax.
Okay.
Then I'll talk to my accountant, my CPA, and go from there. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. And just out of curiosity, have you been on, do you have online access?
No, I don't. I to tell you the truth, I don't even have a computer at home.
That's all right.
I only know how to do the sales here, read the sales and stuff like that on a computer, and that's basically it. I do everything written. I want to see black and white.
Hey, man, just like me.
I know that today society, you know, has changed, but that's the way.
Yeah, I got you. I'm the same way. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, so, okay, sounds good.
What you need and what have you, fax it over, and then we'll get back and we'll talk more and see what we can do. I am not interested. You know what? If I did something like this, I just want to know how much money they're going to take out of the bank every month. And that's all I want to know. I don't want to like those things up 4 or 5% of, you know, your daily sales. I don't want to go into that, okay?
Yeah, I got you. No, like I said before, like very early in the conversation, I said I'm going to get you qualified for the best programs, and there's going to be a selection of different ones that you can take. And then, you know, whatever fits the business, that's the one, you know, you can either, you know, you like it, take it. If not, then you don't have to. So that's the best way to do it.
All right,
George, and then I'll give you a call tomorrow. Is that okay?
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Yeah. All right, okay. Sounds good, George. I'll be in touch.
Take care. Yep. Bye-bye.